Dark times are back at Asbury Park, New Jersey, but not the sort that makes news headlines or scares away tourists. Opera New Jersey's production of the murky Italian drama Il Trovatore will hit the stage of the Shoretown's Paramount Theatre at the end of this month. The company opens its regular season in Princeton a week from tomorrow, and then migrates to the venerable 1,600-seat auditorium positioned right on Asbury Park's boardwalk, first for Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, and then for the Verdi Masterwork. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns accompanied key members of the company when they explored the theatre for the first time.
All right, come on in, everyone.
Thank you.
Walking into a grand old theatre for the first time always brings a rush of discovery. Each one of these buildings exudes its own idiosyncrasies, this one with ornate Poseidon imagery carved into the woodwork, and its own set of ghosts that haunt the expansive balcony.
Look at this. This is fabulous. Never been here. How many seats, Richard?
1,600.
1,600? It actually looks bigger than that.
Wednesday, there's going to be a psychic here.
A psychic? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a trip.
A trip indeed for the Opera New Jersey team, its general director Richard Russell, stage director Stephanie Sundine, and conductor Victor Di Renzi. Built in the late 1920s in a Beaux-Arts style, the Paramount Theater is so close to the seashore that outside the loading dock, there's beach. This is exactly the kind of place that makes singers want to surpass themselves, says Sundine, who sang for 25 years.
It's a fabulous space. I mean, it feels like a wonderful place to sing and just to look out into a beautiful space like this. I'm excited for all of them. I can't wait to tell them about it. It makes you want to perform. It makes you want to sing. It makes you excited to share with an audience in a space like this.
The acoustics are said to be so good that you can whisper on the stage and be heard in the rear of the balcony. But any old building is going to have its drawbacks. Here, the backstage entries to the orchestra pit are too small for double basses, which will have to slither in through the audience area. The theater's close proximity to the water means that the basement sometimes floods after storms. Inlanders might find that alarming. Not Amanda Di Robella of Madison Marquette, the building's owner.
Does it really cause much damage? I mean, you're probably
the water?
Yeah.
You know what? It really doesn't. And I mean, we're so used to it that we've kind of have it under control. We're just pumping the water out, so.
That's what I figured. That's exactly what I figured.
This is really no big deal, so.
But does the orchestra pit ever flood?
It does not. No, you should be fine. just the basement occasionally, but not flood, you know, a couple inches.
Even less predictable are the ghosts. Most old theaters have them, hopefully spirits coming back to relive their triumphs rather than their tragedies. The Paramount's ghosts, perhaps dating back to a time when the Asbury Park crime rate was a bit higher, seem to covet women's jewelry, at least from the sounds of this 2007 incident recounted by Jersey girl Katerina Bates on the TV show Garden State Ghost Hunters.
I was walking up the stairs, and all of a sudden, the earring just flew off my ear, 4 feet away from me. And I was like, what happened?
Why? Musically speaking, Asbury Park is best known for Bruce Springsteen, who immortalized his vision of the 1960s Jersey Shore in the song titled 4th of July, Asbury Park.
Sandy, that waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me.
But opera has been a strong presence here throughout much of the last century. A company called Metro Lyric Opera put on 2 to 4 productions a season for 50 years. And just down the beach at Ocean Grove, the New Jersey State Opera annually performs the Verdi Requiem with Metropolitan Opera stars, the likes of which also visited the community in the early part of the 20th century, even legends such as Enrico Caruso. No wonder the Princeton-based Opera New Jersey believes there's a place for fully staged productions of Il Trovatore and Gilbert and Sullivan's ever-nautical HMS Pinafore. Companies that survive in this economy are ones that cast their net wide, geographically speaking. And that's exactly what Opera New Jersey Chief Richard Russell plans to do.
Coming to Asbury Park is, for me, a very strategic move for the company. It's allowing us to expand our summer activities and expand our patron base because I think there are people that we can serve here that we're not necessarily able to serve in Princeton.
Russell is projecting audiences of 900 or so in Asbury Park, the same size crowds that fill its McCarter Theater home. but last-minute summer beach sales at the shore could bring some pleasant surprises. The Metro Lyric Opera, which ceased operations 2 years ago, might have had some uneven casts, but had consistently full houses. The company was run for 50 years plus by the legendarily eccentric, now deceased, Madame Era Tognoli. Though she put on as many as 12 performances a summer, her company was something close to a one-person operation. Costumes came from her basement. Makeup was extravagant. The kitchen in her nearby Victorian mansion had been turned into a rehearsal studio. Not that food didn't play a big part in her operatic process. She was famous for her high-carb pre-rehearsal feasts in her home, followed by high-octane espresso that kept the concentration level high. Her conductor was Anton Coppola, who never used scores because he didn't need them and worked on into his early 90s. Sir titles? Not in her opera productions, that continued almost until her death in January 2011 at age 92. Richard Russell would love to get his hands on her mailing list, which she is said to have kept by hand.
My understanding is that when Madame Tognoli, who ran the company, died, basically the history of the company went away. And from everybody I've talked to, they were well attended and there was great support. And I'm hoping that we can leverage that support for expanding out here.
There's no reason why you shouldn't. As much as Asbury Park has struggled economically in recent decades, its revival has been led partly by the gay community and by the old school Italians in many nearby enclaves. Also nearby, Monmouth University has simulcasts of operas, and every single one is said to be packed. However, local audiences may not necessarily want only high-concept stagings that are increasingly common in New York and Philadelphia. Metro Lyric Opera had to have survived for those 50-plus years because it gave audiences what they craved, the directness of no-frills opera. Sometimes, we forget that opera wasn't always a fancy night out for the upper classes. Verdi was a flashpoint for social and political change. Performances could be as raucous as sports games. The question is not whether Opera New Jersey will hit the mark in works such as Il Trovatore. The question is, will the mark be hit hard enough?
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. Opera New Jersey productions of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore are on July 15th, 19th, and 21st at the MacArthur Theatre in Princeton, at the Mayo Performing Arts Centre in Morristown on July 18th, and at the Paramount Theatre in Asbury Park on July 27th. Performances of Il Trovatore are at the MacArthur Theatre July 8th, 14th, and 22nd, and at the Paramount Theatre on July 29th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.